Hey, know-it-all. Are you smarter than Andy Summers? Prove it.
Good morning. It's the Andy Summers Show here on 92.5 XTU. It is time for Are You Smarter Than Andy from Westchester. Good morning, Aubrey.
Hi.
Hello. So I've got five questions all set for you. Andy's out of the studio. Once you're done answering these, we'll bring Andy in and ask her the same five questions. You do have to get more right to be smarter than Andy. So let's get going with question number one. For the TV network MTV, what does the M stand for?
Mature.
All right. Question two, which is the larger number? The number of Jason Aldean number one singles or the number of toes on a rhinoceros?
Jason Aldean.
All right. Question three. What cartoon TV show based on the Griffin family became popular in the early 2000s?
Family Guy.
Confident about that one, aren't you? Question four. This one is multiple choice. 76ers star Joel Embiid was born in which country? Was he born in Cambodia, Senegal, or Cameroon?
The second one.
Senegal?
Yeah.
Right. And question five, the point for this goes to whoever gets closest to the right answer. How long is an average male platypus?
4 feet.
Okay, you are all set. Our producer, Kara, is getting a hold of Andy and bringing her in. Bet you didn't think you'd be asked a question about platypuses today.
No,
Andy just gave me a weird look. All right.
Hello? You asked a question about platypuses today?
Yeah, we'll get to that, Andy.
Okay.
We'll get to that.
Good morning, Aubrey.
Good morning.
Question one.
Okay.
For the TV network MTV, what does the M stand for?
Music.
Aubrey's guess was mature. It is music. Yes. Question two. Which is the larger number? The number of Jason Aldean number one singles or the number of toes on a rhinoceros?
Oh, man. A total number of toes on a rhinoceros is what you're thinking of, right? Not just on one.
All of its feetses.
Does it have a foot or a hoof? I'm going to go Jason Aldean songs. He's been around a long time.
He has 21 number one singles.
Got to be more.
A rhino has three toes on each foot for a total of 12. So, yes, it is Jason Aldean as Aubrey also knows.
Darn it!
Question three. What cartoon TV show based on the Griffin family became popular in the early 2000s?
Family Guy.
Family Guy is right, as Aubrey also knew.
Woo!
Question four. This is multiple choice. 76ers star Joel Embiid was born in which country? Was he born in Cambodia, Senegal, or Cameroon?
I think Cambodia.
Aubrey's guess was Senegal, which means, of course, it is Cameroon.
Oh. Okay. Well, I was close.
I don't know where any of those countries are. All right. The point for five goes to whoever gets closest to the right answer. Andy Summers, how long is an average male platypus? What is the length of a...
The length of a platypus. Are you going from the tip of its tail to the tip of its beak?
Mm-hmm.
It's bill, I should say. It doesn't have a beak. I think it has a bill, right?
That could be a question tomorrow.
I call it a bill.
Yeah, it's called, see? You know, Aubrey, do you feel like you got this right? I'm going to say it is the average male platypus is 24 inches long. Did you say in feet or in inches?
Doesn't matter. We'll convert it however you want to do it.
Yeah, so two feet or 24 inches.
Aubrey's guess was 4 feet.
4 feet! Aubrey! Oh, my God, it can't be that long, is it? That would be this big.
Andy's holding.
I didn't think how long 4 feet really was after a
second. Thinking of the giant Tasmanian platypuses, which she said.
That's enormous.
Average length is 20 inches. So, yeah, so Andy gets the point. And she's still horrified by the gigantic prehistoric platypus.
Oh, my gosh, that would be
I'm sorry. Aubrey, you got a couple right, but Andy did take you down 4-2. So what do you have to say to her?
I'm Aubrey, and I'm not smarter than Andy.
Thanks, Aubrey.
You're a lot of fun, Aubrey. Yeah, thank you for playing.
Love you guys. Love your show.
When your morning is rough and you need a good swift kick in the pants to get you going,
somebody help me wake up.
The Andy Summers Show has got your back.
Cool.
Mornings on 92.5 XTU.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.